I want to try to explain to you as a musician, and Brendan's going to know what I'm talking about, is that being a musician sometime, and then when you play in a jam session, especially because the difference about playing in a jam session is that you're playing with a lot of other musicians at the same time. Compared to a band like Brendan's band, Cajun Grass, is that they know exactly what the other one is going to do. And so, but when you play at a jam session, it's a little bit different. In Hadley's case, one of the things that the jam session at Vermilionville has is a lot of fiddle players. And they will all sit like an orchestra. They have four or five, maybe eight or nine fiddle players and play. But one of the things that I noticed the fiddle players would do when Hadley would play, now he controlled the jam now, just like he controls his band by playing the fiddle. And he played it with such authority that three or four of the fiddle players are not playing. They're looking at him. And it's one of the biggest compliments that they could pay Hadley. You know, they're not trying to play like him. They are, I guess, spellbound at the way he's playing, because they wouldn't play the fiddle at all. Not that they were intimidated by his fiddle playing. They just love to watch and hear him play. And I noticed that on more than one occasion that they did that. They would just stop playing the fiddle and watch him play. And his fiddle playing, you know, he was one of the first guys that I heard play an electronic fiddle. And that thing just sang out there. It was so clear. And we're going to play a song, and then we're going to end up talking about Hadley in just a little bit when we get back. And Beautiful Waltz, I Don't Want You Anymore. Marge Repeat What? Or is that what it is? Marge Repeat What? Okay.
La guitare roulée du dès longtemps passé. J'ai mon cœur, c'est plus une fois. Aujourd'hui, mais ça sera la dernière fois.
That one passed me the frissons.
I love that song.
I love it too. It was, you know, that's an old Belton Richard song, but it was actually written by Johnny Allen back in the day, and Johnny Allen is still writing some beautiful songs. When we were talking about Mr. Hadley just a while ago, one of the things that happens to a successful jam session is that when the musicians finish a song, they like to speak with one another. And then whilst the jam host is trying to run the jam and stuff, is trying to get everybody's attention, to try to find out what song is next or who's playing next, or just to have a little bit order in the jam session. And as one of the things that Hadley automatically had is that when he would start his storytelling, that he was such a storyteller, but I don't mean it in a sense where he told stories that were lies. He told stories that he had lived as a kid and as a musician. So what I'm trying to say about him is that he commanded his audience in the jam session, because when he would say, when I was a kid and I was at Pakon Yarlaba, and when he start telling a story, nobody would talk. He had everybody's complete attention. So he had control. It's one of the things that he had as an entertainer too, as well.
He very much had a
presence.
A star presence when he walked into a room. You knew he was there.
That's right.
Without you seeing him, you knew he was somewhere around the room. And when I walked in at the NSU Folk Festival in the back, when I turned the corner, I was like, I think somebody's here. And when I turned the corner, I was like,
there he was.
Look at Hadley.
Yes,
you know,
sure.
We have a very fortunate, Matt Swiler, our drummer, played with Hadley for quite a few years on
that's
the road.
Right. I remember him, yes.
How many years, Matt? What?
10 to 12, yes.
10 to 12 years, Matt played with Hadley and had some very interesting stories.
Yeah, I can about imagine.
On the road.
Yes. Him and I played at in Natchitoches for the Christmas Lights Festival. And listen, a cold front had passed. We're playing on the river. It is so cold, I can't even feel my fingers on the accordion. And we must have played only about four or five songs. I remember they had three couples dancing. It was so cold. And the whole band is playing. And then he taps me on the shoulder with the bow. And he says, "Sha, we're going to have to leave this gig." He says, "I didn't kill nobody." He said, "But if I stay here a little longer, they're going to kill me." And right after that, the lady says, "Oh, you know, y'all don't have to play. You know, it's so cold." And it was like, I'm telling you, it was like on the river. It was like 28 degrees. And he says, "I didn't kill nobody." And he was leaving. I don't care. He was leaving. I don't blame him, because I was right behind him. Well, I got such wonderful memories of, I could probably write a book about Hadley. Another thing that I would like to tell everybody is that, keep your hands off of it, it don't belong to you. About 10 or 12 years ago, at the beginning of the jam session, this is an ongoing jam session we have in Vermilionville, but that jam session was started at Louisiana Heritage and Gifts on the Gloria Switch, and I was raised in a jam session. The Main Street was like, it's what everybody tried to copy, the Main Street Lounge in Bazille, Louisiana, and it was like anybody who ever was in Cajun music was at the Main Street. Nathan and Dewey Balfa and Lee Manuel and Jason Fry and Steve Riley and all those guys got a start over there. Well, anyway, at the jam session when I first went over there, it was done by Lisa and Lisa Reed. And there was this guy in the audience playing the accordion. His name was Harry Trohan, Lisa's dad.
I've been very fortunate to play with Mr. Harry quite a few times. What another great presence in music, man.
Yes, Rubin. Is Harry's his name? Everybody calls him Rubin. One of the old stories about Louisiana musicians is that back in the day, he had to feed his family and couldn't do it in Lafayette, and surely couldn't do it on a musician's salary. So he went work in the oil field close to Texas over there, and was working and not playing the music. And then he came back home, and I got to tell you, on the CD that Cheryl and I did, I probably did two songs off of that CD that I would hear him play at the jam session, and he's got sort of like you, he's got a different style. He's got accordion playing, for a lack of words, I guess you could call it a bluesy type of accordion playing.
Very much.
And I asked him to do it today. He was at the jam session today. I hadn't seen him in years, and he showed up at the jam session, and I told everybody, well, moi je vais dans mon plat. I'm going to be in my place because Harry's there. And one of the songs that I used to love to hear him sing was Keep Your Hands Off of It. It Don't Belong to You.
I miss playing with him so much.
He was there today. And
I used to go play at McGee's Landing. And
Every Sunday, she called me.
She's like, Brandon, do you want to play with Daddy? I'm like, yeah. I said, I got another gig, but hold on. I'll make some strings. I'll go play. I'll pull some strings. Hold on.
And, you know, sad to say, you know, his wife Elsie passed away last year.
She always came to his gigs. She was there, and she'd have her two cups of coffee.
Sure, absolutely.
And she would watch.
Well, when I saw that song, it reminded me about the wonderful times I had with Harry, and he's got to be up there in age, 80-something years old, I'm thinking, and still playing Cajun music. And he was right on it, right on the note, you know, right on the music. So
I guess when you were just talking about Gracie and then playing Babin Old Girls playing next week, and I guess I know I'm not old. I'll be 31 in November, but
you've been playing music for a long time, but considered old in the music.
About 17, almost 18 years, almost 19 years now. But I guess I've been very fortunate. I grew up here, an earshot from here, came here a lot. You remember, Steve, I was here.
Sure.
Even if I wasn't playing, I was behind the stage.
That's right.
Around. And I got to meet so many great musicians before they passed. Hadley and hanging out with Mr. Harry and, you know, hanging out with Harry LaFleur and all these other guys. And got to just playing with Mr. Milton and playing with all these other great musicians. And I really do feel bad for the younger, what I consider now is it, because I have musicians, young kids that come up to me and say, oh, you know, you're a great fiddle player, we love your stuff. And now I guess I'm getting to be the old guy, I guess. I guess that's what they're trying to
say. The one they're looking up to, yeah, exactly. The one they're looking up to, yeah.
So, but I really do feel sorry that I, and for those young kids that never got to meet some of those guys and hang out with those guys. And I always tell these kids when they come up to me, go hang out with these guys. Just
That's
go
right.
drink coffee with them or drink a soda or drink a bottle of water with them and talk to them and listen to their stories, listen to what they remembered Cajun music being like 40 years ago, 50 years ago, you know? It was a different era. It was a different time.
Sure, absolutely, you know? Absolutely. It's so true that they never did get the opportunity, as you and I did, to experience and play with some of those guys, or actually listen to them live. So having said all of that, we're going to give it a shot. Keep your hands off of it, Chad. Don't belong to you.
Because it don't belong to you. Ain't gonna give you any loving, and I don't care what you do. Well, this in case you made a mistake, I'm just talking about my birthday cake. Keep your hands off of it, because it don't belong to you. Ain't gonna give you any loving, and I don't care what you do. Waiting to draw my pay.
Well, just in case you made a mistake, I'm just talking about my birthday cake. Keep your hands off of it, because it don't belong to you. I'm gonna give you any loving, I don't care what you do. Gonna get my carburetor clean. I'm going to Texas, gonna get my carburetor clean. Those Louisiana women, they sold me dirty gasoline. Well, just in case you made a mistake, I'm just talking about my birthday cake. Keep your hands off of it, cause it don't belong to you. Ain't gonna give you any love, and I don't care what you do. One more time, Kevin, come on now. Texas, tea for Tennessee. Give me tea for Thelma, that woman a wreck out of me. Cause I'm a one-eyed cat looking in the seafood store. Well, I'm a one-eyed cat, love, looking in the seafood store. I like what I see, but I can't get through the door.
Brandon Morrow and Cajun Grass. Keep your hands off of it, yeah.
C'est pas pour toi.
All those songs bring back memories for me, I tell you. When I was a kid, my grandfather was an accordion player, and he couldn't remember the songs, and so he would get me to whistle the song if he wanted to play it on an accordion. And so it made me start paying attention to the country songs, and all of a sudden he would just play them just like the record, but it was a country song, and then he played in Cajun style with the accordion that I always thought was amazing. Your dad was a musician, and your grandfather was a musician as well.
Yes, my grandfather was a fiddle player and played with Austin Peet and Nate Napshar and Isaac Lazy. I don't know if you know Isaac. He's from around Lake Cartha. Played a lot of music back in the, probably in the 60s, in the mid 60s and 70s. But played at the Main Street and Bearcat and all those places. And, we were just talking. We were playing out at Lakeview today, and they had us outside and not inside in the barn. So we were outside right in front of the dance hall. And I was telling the crowd, I said, it's such a great honor to play right in front of this dance hall. I said, people don't realize how many Cajun musicians, musicians have gone through that dance hall, including my grandfather, who played there back in the 70s before they closed it.
And his name was?
Voris.
Voris
Moreau. Voris Adon Moreau.
Wow. So he's probably out in the audience listening, I'm pretty
probably.
Sure.
Probably. The last time he came to the Liberty, he sat first row back there in the middle. And I remember we played, Barry was announcing, and we played the Mardi Gras song. And we took a break, and then Barry walked out there and said, Boris, t'entends chanter les mots de la chanson des Mardi Gras? And he's like, yeah, and he started singing our version, you know, back home.
I'll be darned. Good story. So we're going to, Eunice Two-Step is the next song. So we're in Eunice, so it's apropos, huh, that we play the Eunice Two-Step.
I gotta school some of these guys. You know, so they're used to playing, but they're not used to playing a lot of these Cajun standards.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Right,
yeah,
to make
yeah.
sure they know all the chord changes.
Sure, it's a good thing that you make sure that the band knows what you're playing. Brandon Morrow and Cajun Grass, along with his friends and fellow musicians, Mr. Kevin O'Donnell on guitar, Dan Baker on bass over there, and Matt Swaller on drums back over there. I tell you, I love that music. Yes, let's give him a hand. Brandon has not a new CD, but a CD that he just recently released not too long ago. Cajun Grass?
Yeah, it's been about half a year now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's
good.
Yeah.
And it just so happens he bought some copies with him, if you like.
I do, but I'm about to go dig them out of the van.
So right after, actually, we probably have time for another couple of songs, and then we're going to have to end the show. But if you are interested in buying a CD and taking Brandon home with you, as this young lady will, right after the dance is over.
Right there has been knowing me since I was in diapers.
Really?
Probably before I was in diapers, when I was probably still in little wrapped in clothing then.
Yeah, is that right? So she told me, she said, you be sure and you tell Brandon I got to talk to him for him not to leave the Liberty Theater before I get a chance to talk to him. So we probably have, you got three songs left on your list. Which one's you want to, Tigalo pour Mahmoud, Le Bar de la Prison?
I like those two both. I think I should do Tigalo pour Mahmoud.
Okay, and then you have Bernadette as well as the last one. So we probably, if you could play probably one short one of one and then finish up with the other. And then just do it like you want. See, we won't talk. We're just going to finish the show with two songs. So Brandon Morrow and Cajun Grass.
J'ai dit qu'on est douce pour les petits, il y a de liban pour la pied. Digalo, digalo, pour de mamou, j'ai mon petit et mon grand pour qu'un sou. J'en suis dit qu'on est douce pour les petits, il y a de zipipé pour la pied. We'll be right back.